Shmuel Kohen Gadol. It's a Gemara. Just briefly say it over that Shmuel Kohen Gadol had two children that was taken captives, sold off as slaves. They were both extraordinarily beautiful, and one Adon decided that, you know, he speak to the other Adon and said, you know, I've got this very handsome boy and I've got this very, very handsome girl, and he said, let's put them together and we'll share the kids. At night they pushed them together. He said, how could a son of Aaron HaKohen lower himself to such filth? And she said to herself, how could a daughter of Aaron HaKohen do something so despicable? In the morning they recognized each other, they fell into each other's arms, and they died. That's the Gemara. There are two inyanim. First, one in that every year, it's very nisragish. When we speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu's Oimek Hadin, about Svivav Nisar Ma'id, that it's extraordinarily, Achut HaSaira spells the difference one way or the other. I want to put together three Chazal. There's a Gemara in Brachis that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol went into the Fnai Lefnim, famous Gemara, most everybody knows, and he saw Kasriel Koshem Tzvokis on the Kisei. Kaviyochel, the Shechina, asked him for a bracha. And Rabbi Shmuel was mevarachim. V'ninea b'roishoi. Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moide to the bracha of Bonav. It's harder to imagine a higher peak that a person can attain than to go in Lefnai Lefnim and I can't even translate the words to my bracha. We can't imagine. So it's beyond anything that we can figure out. And that same person, his skin is ripped off by the Marshas, who wanted his skin because it was so good looking. He's skinned alive, and his children are sold off to be Avodim and Shfachis and Beisnus. It's not possible for a person to be makif both things and see it in one circle. But there's a specific nekuda here that I want to focus on. It says in the Gemara in Brachis that Rabbi Yochanan came in to visit Rabbi Elazar, who was sick, and it was dark. Rabbi Yochanan was very good looking, and he shone, so to speak, and he picked up his sleeve, and it lit up the room, and Rabbi Elazar started crying. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Elazar, "What are you crying for? If it's Mizaini, if it's Bunny, if it's Taira, or so on," he was kilo mefayas each one. So Rabbi Elazar said, "No. What I'm crying for is Vaila Hai Shufri de Balabara. I've seen you, and you're so beautiful. You light up a room with your radiance. Whoa, that such a radiance is going to rot in the ground." And Rabbi Yochanan told him, "Yes, that's a good reason to cry." And they both cried. What does it mean? What does Chazal mean over here? There are two things in this world. There are the things that are chumrius, the gashmistika things, the physical things. And then there are things that are ruchnius. L'chura, neither of the two is a cause for grief when it disintegrates. K'me'afa atav alafa toshuv. Things are made of stone and of earth, and they go back to earth. What's the tragedy here? It was earth, it will be earth, and it'll come round again and again. A person builds a sandcastle, and then he destroys it and rebuilds it. It's a sandcastle. Sand comes, sand goes. There's nothing in this world to be mitztaya for chayma that's lost. Ruchnius doesn't get lost. Ruchnius doesn't get lost. neshamis, Torah, mitzvahs, they all have a world of eternity. So when something, when we're misabel on something, what is it that we're misabel on? That's a real question to ponder. The answer is, every so often, a ruchnistic entity is matched with a gashmist entity in a way that you see that the ruchnis is able to shine through into this world. Neshamas are there. They're in Olam Haba. Neshamas are deep inside. They're hidden. So they're not here. But sometimes you get a person whose neshama shines so strongly through his guf that in the radiance of the guf, even in this dark world, you see something else. Yofi is when tzura is mislavish on chaymer in a way that tzura becomes a metzias in this world also. The only things that we, the accomplishments in this world, are those elements of yofi. And when somebody dies, his body was earth, it goes to the ground. There's what they call it, it's a wash. No, nothing. No reason to be a sabbat. The neshama was lamala, wants to be lamala, and goes back from where it came from. But there was a ziv and a hoid on a person's tzura. There was a flesh and a blood that kedusha, chesed, toiv, das was mayor. And when the shidduch is inspired, when the chavila is inspired of the guf nefesh, that disappears. That has no place to go. That ceases to exist. The only thing that ceases to exist is yofi. The kohen gadol, the kohen and the kohen gadol kahuna was lechavod ulasif eres. That was what he was. When the kohen gadol came out of the lefnai lefnim, the mara kohen was the light, he carried a light in to a dark world from a place that was radiant. It stuck to him. That was the Marikoyen. The daughter of the Russia wanted his skin because the beauty that radiated from the kahuna, the atzilus, and the yoifi, and the kedusha, that was real. It says they kept the karkafila, or Shmuel, in Rome, because even in Rome, The beauty of Benchel Aaron HaKoyen's features is there. The b'chia on this parsha of Rabbi Shmuel and his children, it's a b'chia that we lost kahuna, that we lost yofi, and it's an extraordinary the way in which they kept their yofi ad asayf. They were avadim. They were avadim in Rome. Gone. Their past life was gone. He was in the prime of his youth. She was in the prime of her youth. And they kept the yofi ad asayf. That's the beauty of Aaron HaKoyen. Those are the children of Aaron HaKoyen. Aaron HaKoyen brought in the Mara HaKoyen into the Bria. Not everybody could sit and learn by Moshe Rabbeinu. And not everybody understood Moshe Rabbeinu. To the Fiakam. But when you saw Aaron HaKoyen walk, you knew that there was something else in the world because his radiance gave it away. Vadoka Bechina, that the world lost. Yerushalayim had Yoifi, Teshkam Yoifi, Aaron had Yoifi, the Coven, the Hadar, and that's gone and that's dissolved.